The first drug to slow the destruction of the brain in Alzheimer's has been heralded as momentous. The research breakthrough ends decades of failure and shows a new era of drugs to treat Alzheimer's, the most common form of dementia, is possible. Lecanemab works by attacking the sticky gunge called beta-amyloid that builds up in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Dr. Laura O'Philbin is Research and Policy Manager with the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland and is with us now. Dr. O'Philbin, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. What do you make
of this? Good morning, Gavin. Thanks so much for having us on.
What do you make of this news?
Oh, it's incredibly exciting. I keep telling people this is like my World Cup final. Scientifically, this is huge news because over the last 20 to 30 years, there have been so many attempts to create a drug like this and they have all failed. And we're finally moving into a zone now where we actually have a potential treatment for people with mild cognitive impairment and early Alzheimer's disease. And that is huge.
Just to give people a bit more detail on the research, it was a Tokyo-based pharma company called Eyesight. They reported results in September from a trial on just under 1,800 people with early Alzheimer's disease. They found that after 18 months, the drug slowed the disease progression by 27% compared with patients taking the placebo, and the full results are in the New England Journal of Medicine. The amyloid theory, that there's a protein of sorts that is causing Alzheimer's, that theory has been around for a very long time, 30 years at least. Is this the first drug to be found to attack amyloid specifically?
Yes, so there's been a lot of attempts to create different drugs that attack amyloid, and most of them have not worked out. So this is the first drug that attacks amyloid that we can say the data unambiguously says that it does create an impact. Now, you mentioned 27% there, Gavin, and that sounds huge. In real life, we're not quite sure what that looks like. A person might not even completely notice that much of a difference, because what that actually means on a dementia rating scale might only be half a point. But I think for us, what's really important is that scientifically now this is something that we can really build on. And that's incredibly exciting.
At the moment, this is an intravenous drug that would have to be given every 2 weeks. But that, of course,
yes,
could change. But this is people with early Alzheimer's. And often, isn't that part of the problem, to be able to identify the symptoms? I mean, memory symptoms, for example, can sometimes not emerge until later on.
Yes, absolutely. You know, this drug is most suitable for people with mild cognitive impairment, which is before Alzheimer's, or yes, indeed, very early Alzheimer's. And that will definitely bring about some diagnostic challenges. But there are developments as well being made in dementia diagnostics. And some of those are being presented at this conference in San Francisco, where these results have come out. And the hope is that eventually we might be able to predict Alzheimer's with a simple blood test. So there's a lot of things working together at the same time, and we're hoping that they'll all come together for us, which would be brilliant.
Now, not to pour too much cold water on this drug, but there have been a significant number of side effects discovered from the use of this drug. And when I say significant, we're talking almost one in five, for example, showing a risk of brain bleeds, a risk of brain swelling in the case of over one in 10 cases. But these are early stages with the drug.
Yes, that's right, Gavin. So they're called ARIA, some of the side effects. So it means that people will need to be closely monitored. And, you know, that requires lots of MRI scanners, and that requires health systems to be set up in a certain way. I don't think that this drug is the panacea. I certainly don't think this drug is perfect. But what it provides is an injection of hope, and it provides something now that we can build on. Like when you think about HIV, the first drug for HIV really wasn't great at all, but now we have brilliant treatment options for HIV, and you know, the hope is that this will be similar.
It's estimated that there are around 55 million people in the world with Alzheimer's now, but that number could treble by 2050, particularly as people are living longer. For those people, would say, in their 30s, in their 40s now, people who perhaps are beginning to experience some form of cognitive change, could a drug like this lead to their quality of life being longer and better into the future?
Yeah, it certainly could. And, you know, what I keep saying to people is, look, this drug won't come today or tomorrow. You know, there's quite a long regulatory approval process to go through and lots of different things to happen. But for people who are younger, in their 30s, 40s, and even in their 50s, this does bring about a lot of hope. And this is something that they could potentially be benefiting from in a couple of years. And we haven't been able to say that until today.
A couple of years, as soon as that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think in January, the American regulatory agency, the FDA, will make a decision on lecanemab. And after that, the pharmaceutical company will apply for European, for UK, and for a license in Japan as well. And then, look, we don't know what the outcome of that will be, but we could see it here in the next, it'd be a minimum of a year, but I would say the next 2 years, we could potentially see these drugs making their way to Irish shores.
Dr. Laura Philbin, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Dr. Philbin is Research and Policy Manager with the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland.